Radio Ghana's investigation has revealed that members of parliament do not have a united voice when the issue of cutting their salaries towards a development project was suggested on the floor of the House. Taking a cue from the move by the executive to slash their pay by 10%, the MP for Shai Oksudoku, David Tete Asumi, suggested that his colleagues devote 5% of their pay to a development venture as a gesture of austerity. According to him, although the compensation package of MPs is not adequate, as representatives of the people, MPs should be seen to take leadership steps in safeguarding the public purse.
In the lower middle income sectors, and the issues are not coming as expected. So for me, I think there's a need for us to do a drastic measure to get your fund to quicken the development of this country. And that's the reason why I'm 100% in support of the move by the president and the executives to voluntarily cut their earning by 10%. So I'm saying that as members of parliament, we also have interest in the development of this country. It is just appropriate for us to follow suit. And looking at the challenges that confront us, I'm of the opinion that giving off 5% from our earning will not be bad. Also, when the money is going to be used for the provision of cheaper pounds, which will address the basic needs of our people, especially women, I think that is acceptable. And I don't see the reason why any member of parliament will not support this move.
My colleagues have raised the point that the ministers have some free things that they enjoy, but you don't enjoy that. So if you ask them to also cut their salary, it will affect them.
So that is the reason why they are doing 10%, and we cannot match them. And that is why I'm saying that we can do 5%.
Others have also raised the issue of leakages in the system where money are diverted to private pockets. And so if you want people to cut their salaries for us to get money to develop, they are saying that you should block holes so that money will be made available for side development projects.
It is true. It is true that loopholes in the system are too many. But I'm saying that let us start something from this direction, that we should be able to part with only 5%. Then the people will then say that, no, if members of parliament, despite their small income, are doing this, then whoever sits in any office, be it chief director or any director, who will want to abandon the fund will think twice.
MP for Shai Osudoku, David Tete Asuming. The MP for Aguna West, Charles Obin Inkum, said the salary of MPs is nothing to write home about, considering the sacrifices they make. He however said many needy people abound in the country and their problems can be solved if their suggestions are supported.
We are role models, so however small, if we make a contribution out of it, I believe it will ginger people, it will spur others on, for them to also do other things, ultimately for the development of our nation. And so if it's agreed, I will support that proposal, that even in the midst of the leads that we are receiving, we are prepared to give a certain percentage to help fund the project, which will bring relief to the people of this country. And let me tell you the kind of project that if they take my 5%, I will really support. In my diary today, it's a from the cardio center at Kolebu about a woman, 48-year-old woman, who has developed a hole in heart. She needs 12,000 Ghana cedis to undergo surgery. I would suggest that if this proposal is agreed to, those small 5% that will be taken out of the MP's pay be put into a fund which will be invested so we have returns. And that people at cardio center who are in critical condition and need this kind of support will be helped out.
MP for Aguna West, Charles Obin Inkum. The sums up being given by these MPs are however not shared by others. The MP for Echimampunia, Isaac Asiama, says inasmuch as the suggestion is in the right direction, the management of such funds becomes a disincentive for him to join the bandwagon. He says due to cases of corruption in some state institutions, he is hesitant to contribute 5% of his salary to such an activity.
We have to begin looking at depoliticizing, if you like, these things of drugs. Indeed, the majority of people who are engaged in such illicit drugs happen to be the youth. Some of them, unfortunately, are influenced into taking them in the school. Either they are influenced by their peers. Some of them are also engaged in it as a result of unemployment. There are researches proven that when young people do not have opportunities to engage in a meaningful employment, depression sets in, and as a result, they be tempted to get into such. To a very large extent, there is some unanimism, if you like, by psychologists, to the fact that the nature has a huge impact on the life of every human being. But when you live in a community, let's take it to school, that several young people are engaged in that, you may be influenced into taking drugs because of the environment in which you live in. So we must begin looking at it as people who are confronted with a challenge, and that whatever we need to do as people in this country, regardless our political differences, we confront it. It's a problem when you are confronted with individually. You can't solve it. But if you come together, you'll be able to find a solution to it.
The assertions put forward by the MP for Chumampunia, Isaac Osiema, have been seconded by a member of Kwesimin team, Joe Bedu Ansa. He says there are several loopholes in the nation's revenue generation system which need to be blocked before such pay slashes are considered. He says the use of the MP's salary should be at their discretion.
I think that would be personal to those making the suggestions. If they want to, they can go to the accounts department and arrange with them that 5% of their salaries should be put somewhere. Where do you think it should be put? I, for instance, if I'm asked to do that, I won't do it. Because already, almost all of my salary goes into looking after people in my constituency. And I'm not ready to cede any of it to anything outside my constituency. Because my constituency needs more than I'm even given. I use my salary to pay people's school fees. And I'm not ready to reduce it into anything. Those who have their salaries 100% and they are chopping it, they should take a decision on what they want to use part of their salaries for. I have already taken a decision to use my salary to look after people, and I've been doing it over the years. Since I decided to put my salary into looking after people in school, I've not made it public. It's not a public show. If government is interested in looking for money, there's a lot of money in this country. Monies are being spent wrongfully. Have you heard about Suba?
That was the member for Kwesimin team, Joe Bedu Ansa.